the awkward love them or list them. Boy, it's just been a morning of awkward uncomfortableness, huh?
Yeah. It really has, from start to finish.
Lots of good stories and texts, and now this. Oh, boy. Hopefully we can get some advice for you, Joanne. What's up? What's going on?
I think I just need a reality check as a mom, and I'm not sure if I did the right thing, but I was looking at my son's phone, and I saw something I shouldn't see, and now I cannot unsee it, and I'm completely obsessed.
Oh, gosh. Why would you snoop in the first place?
Okay, you're clearly not a mom, so whatever.
Now, how old are we talking here with this? Are we teenagers?
Teenagers, 18, about to graduate, but here's the thing. No mom wants to see their kid naked. I mean, don't get me wrong. I birthed it. I've seen it. I've done it all.
Yeah.
But that being said, I do not need to see my son engaging in sexting. Oh, yeah. It gets better. To make matters worse, and I know he's got a lovely girlfriend, and they're going to go off to college. I'm sure they do things, whatever. But the girl that he's doing this with is not his girlfriend. To make matters worse, we know her. We know her family. We know her parents. Like, we're in, like, the same sort of social circle. So I'm like, how stupid does this girl have to be to keep her picture, her face is in this? So I clearly know who it is.
Oh, no. Isn't that like sexting 101, Des?
Well, I haven't sexed, but I would think you don't want your face in there.
So at least my son is the smarter one, slightly, because his face is not in it. But can I tell you, everything else is in it. And here's the thing. He's cheating on his girlfriend, and I don't like that. Like, that's not the son I'm trying to rape. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Does he know that you know what you saw?
No.
Oh, my God. He would die.
He would never forgive me. It would be horrible. No, 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 no. But here's the other thing, and this is where I get worried. As a mom, I know he sent these pictures to some other guys. So first of all, I want to be like, look, you're doing what you're doing. I'm upset about that. This girl wasn't smart enough to cover her face. But who are you to basically slut shame this girl and send pictures to other guys? Because that can come back to haunt him. What if that turns into a lawsuit, which is a whole other thing, right? And I mean, they're about to graduate, whatever that looks like, and with what we're going through right now. And I can't even imagine what her parents must be going through. Like, they're supposed to be in their study group when this is happening, because we're all sort of online learning right now, right? I mean, so what are you going to do? Shut off the internet?
Hold on a second. I feel like you need to just take a deep breath. You sound like you are in panic mode, crisis mode.
Right? I mean, I have sort of thought through a few of the various scenarios. I could just be like, you know what? You're 18. Don't say a word. But of course, I'm a mom who was snooping, so clearly that's likely not the way this is going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is I did airdrop the pictures to my phone, so I do have them. Like, you've got no record that I sent them, but if I needed to, I could theoretically, like, get a burner phone and kind of go, like, all James Bond and send them to her parents so that they at least know, and it would be anonymous, because, again, my son's face is not in them. But then they would know what her daughter's up to. Like, I have a son, but I can imagine if I had a daughter, like, what would you do? Wouldn't you want someone to tell you, like, look, your daughter, first of all, like you said, Sexting 101, don't put your face in it.
Yeah. How will you handle this, Des, when Dusty is sending out photos?
No! My sweet five-year-old girl will never do anything like this.
Okay.
Oh, off the pole and out of jail, babe. You just need to keep her off the pole and out of jail, like, is kind of where I'm headed at this point.
Oh, boy. I mean, I think if you want to stop it right in its tracks, tell your son you know, because he'll be mortified and try to get that picture to come back as fast as possible.
But, Dad, does that accomplish anything, really? Because the genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah.
You said he's forwarded this photo on, and if he forwarded it to one guy, that guy's forwarded off to 10 other guys. So the photo's out there. So why cause problems this close to the end of the school year? They're going to be moving to college, and they're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate. Do I not have the come to Jesus or whomever you find holy moment and say, hey, we caught this now. If you go off to college, they will expel you. Do you have any idea what these college policies are like around privacy? Like, I think we should have the, you may have done this. You got your one stupid pass. Don't ever do it again. I think he's got to have, well, no pun intended, some skin in the game.
I don't know. He does. I feel like he needs to learn this before he gets in trouble at some point, but. Goodness gracious, I do not know how to handle this.
I mean, you guys are guys. Back in your day, you didn't, you know, maybe a girl flashed something, nothing like this.
No, and on those tiny little screens, you could never really get a good solid D-pic.
Little postage stamp.
Here's the situation we're faced with. Do you say anything to your son, A, or do you just kind of let that go and not ruin your relationship? Because I tell you what, if my mom was looking at my nude pics and what I was texting out, I would never speak to her ever again, at least for a long time.
It would take a while.
B, do you say something to this girl's parents and involve them, or do you just let it all slide and just go, you know what, we're this close to the finish line, everybody's stressed out, let's not add to that? Or C, just say nothing at all to anybody and just pretend like it never happened and you didn't snoop. What would you do? Let's get calls from other listeners. Some of the texts we're getting, life has consequences. Better they come from your mother than the law. Okay, ooh, that's a good point. Let's see here. I am so upset I can't hear the rest of this. Work is the worst. Worst. Oh, they have a 7:30 call they have to get on. Oh, I'm
dang
sorry.
It.
Well, the good news is we always post this online so you can hear Love Them or List Them, whatever the result, you know, ends up being on our website. We'll share that at ks95.com.
Yeah.
She should watch her own bobber. Why in the world would you involve her parents? Seriously, these are the people to stay away from. I don't know. Maybe they need to know that their daughter is sending out nude pics to guys everywhere. You know, you got to sit down with your daughter and go, honey, you do not want this to come back and haunt you someday.
Yeah, this is a life lesson and a teachable moment. Unfortunately, yeah, it stinks and you don't want to have to tell them, but it feels like a pretty important time to let her know.
Can we say illegal? He could be charged with dissemination of pornographic material for forwarding those photos on to anyone, including his mom sending them to herself.
Oh,
jeez.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you shouldn't forward those. He needs to learn that.
Yeah. Danny, you're in Burnsville. What do you say on Love Her List Them?
I say she needs to be worried more about being a decent parent and worrying about parenting her kid rather than being a friend. He may get mad, but that's fine. I have a brother who's a baseball coach, and kids on his team ended up doing something like this. And, of course, you know, kids at that age aren't thinking the most straight and ended up hitting send all. And, obviously, as a baseball coach, was on that contact list and put him in a position where then he had to report them. And, of course, all those kids lost their scholarships. I think he deals with this now before they go off to college.
Wow. Good lost advice. A scholarship. Jeez. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you would intervene and say something then?
Absolutely. Why be concerned about knowing that he's going to be mad at you? I mean, he's your son. He's not going to go away forever just because you know what's on his phone.
Yeah. He'll be embarrassed for a while, like 6 years, and then he'll get over it.
Yes. You'll laugh about it someday.
Let's get to Becca and Wyzetta. You're saying this is not his phone. Whose phone is it?
Our phone. Like, we pay for this phone. We bought the phone. We pay for the plan. This is my husband and my phone. He uses it. Therefore, like, my husband and I, like, we would sit down. We would, like, do this family thing, try not to kill him for what he's done. But, I mean, this is a family discussion here. Like, he's in some serious trouble because there are serious consequences with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is messed up. This is not okay.
Right?
Like, this is so not okay.
Yeah,
I know. And so you sit the son down and say, look, you number one, you're cheating on your girlfriend. You can't forward these photos of another girl. You need to stop sending your own pics out, you idiot.
Yeah, like, this is, I mean, there's so many consequences with just legally and everything. Like, you can't, like, and nobody wants to see your junk. Like,
yes.
No. That's the lesson every guy needs to learn, is no girl actually wants to see it.
Are you sure?
Most of the time.
Yeah? Oh.
90% of the time.
What if it's really good looking, though?
Yeah, you haven't been able to see the right one if you're not ready for it.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that is true. I found that most women are just not impressed by it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, guys can't stop asking for pictures. Girls are like, right? Please, stop sending pictures.
Well, they don't understand because men are a visual, you know, species. It's the visual that really does it for guys. They see it, and that's what does it. Women want to feel things.
Yeah. Yep.
And usually the guy sees it and goes, bah! And that's it.
Annika, you're in St. Paul. What do you think this mom should do?
I think he should, or she should, confront her son, not because it'll get him in trouble, but because, like, I'm a college student, I'm a girl, and I know guys like that, and I feel like if he gets traumatized now because of that. Maybe he'll tell his friends that they shouldn't do that, and maybe it will cause less harm for women.
Oh. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. Amy, you're in Edina. You went through the same thing with your kid?
I did. I have to find, he didn't have his face in his pictures, thankfully, but the girl did. It was when he's older now, but they took the picture, and then he had it on his phone, and I had to tell him when I was going through his phone that, you know, this is illegal because she was producing pornography because she happened to be under 18. Mm-hmm. And so if this girl happened to be under 18, and even though she's a senior, she could be under 18, that it's distributing pornography, and she took it. And so then I had to tell him, you know, I don't do this. And I also found it like on my computer type thing. And it was like, I had to have a discussion with him.
Oh.
And I was a single mom at the time. And so I was like, okay, I know you're not going to see this kind of stuff in my house. Don't do this, you know?
Yeah. And, oh my God. Did he just die a million deaths when you said that you know what he's been doing?
He did, but he also understood. I talked to him ever since he was really little about respecting women, you know, like, you know how they used to snap bras and all that kind of stuff back in the day. I said, you don't want that. You don't want to be that kind of young man. And, you know, it's just the morals. You want to make sure that he has good morals.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
You sound like a really good
and
mom.
So, yeah, he was a little mortified, but he also told his friends that they all could go get in trouble because once they start doing it, if they're over 18 and they happen to get a girl that says that she's 18 and she's not, they would be a lot of trouble.
Okay, there you go. That's one way of looking at it. Thank you. Sorry you had to go through that. Caesar, you're in Princeton. You're of the dissenting opinion. You think she should just leave this all alone, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, so back in the day with us, it wasn't like that because we didn't have all this technology. But that's how it was with us. This is how it is now. This is how kids learn their lessons. This is what they do now. What you do in your teenage years doesn't define you how you're going to be later on in life. So mm-hmm. This could be just, you know, how they do their thing. Just, I mean, you know, I did stupid things back in the day, and I'm not like that now.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that we didn't have that technology, so we couldn't get in trouble for, you know, forwarding pornography or telling anybody about that. Like, you can get in big trouble for that.
Well, of course, but I mean, if she's a good mom, the kid's got to have some sort of a common sense, right? If she's a good mom, then he's going to be okay. And if she wants to ruin her relationship with, you know, her kid right away, then go ahead and say something because that's going to scar him for life.
It is, but it's for his benefit. Yeah. And ask any parent, you know, scarring a relationship or something that's going to save them down the road, you're going to scar the relationship.
Every time.
Yeah, I can't wait for this to happen to Des and River. I wish he was 18 now.
You know what? I will talk to him about things like this before we have to come to looking at the phone.
Well, I think Rudy can attest to this. You know, we talked about how really this is nothing, you know, we had to deal with. That's not true. Yes, we didn't have smartphones, but this is true for every incoming class that goes to school at Mankato, at the college there, the incoming freshman class, they are handed a sacred Polaroid from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Am I right, Rudy?
Yeah, oh. For sure, yep.
And what is that Polaroid that every incoming class gets their hands on?
Are you going to make me say it, huh?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, somebody's going to go ahead and pass him the ball right now because he's like, I don't want to have my hands on with any sort of stank on this. No, so I'll go ahead and say it. She's a friend of mine. There is a provocative picture of the afternoon producer, Bangs. With actual said bangs at the time, very curly hair, and she's you know, scantily clad on a bed, and she's kind of given that come hither look, you know.
Yeah, and so there's bangs in her cans, and it's a photo goes back to the 70s, I think, and for
oh my gosh,
every class has handed it down to the incoming freshman class, and you hang on to that Polaroid until you graduate, and then you pass it off. And each one, they just pass it off year after year. And it's really a nice tradition.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I've known Banks for a really long time, so I'm going to go ahead and quote a mutual friend of ours and say, she's really held up.
My God. Oh, boy.
He's not making that up.
No.
She's really held up.
She
really
has. Happened. She looks great.
She does, yes.
Oh, God.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was quite the treat. And then, how weird for me, have that happen when I was in college 20 years ago.
Yeah, must be
and then
the
and
Polaroid.
Then work with her years later. I'm like, wait a minute, you're the Polaroid girl from MSU, the original Maverick.
Did you say I've seen those cans?
Yeah, they passed that thing down like that book in American Pie.
Exactly.
It's just in the library under a loose board.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Boy, everybody in Mankato's with their hands on banks.
Oh my gosh,
it's awesome.